Swiggy Eternal gained mutual fund muscle. Express Bees hits bag delivery. India becomes world's largest retail GCC hub. PhonePe elevates Srijan Biswas as CTO. Co-founder Rahul Chari takes on an expanded role to become CPTO.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Alright, let's get started with today's top stories. First up, India's listed internet companies are seeing a changing mix of shareholders, and domestic mutual funds are becoming increasingly influential. So over the past year, if you look at the data, domestic mutual fund ownership in Swiggy has jumped from 5.5% to 20.2%. At Eternal, the parent of Blinkit, it has risen from 19.4% to 28.9%. Now, large fund houses such as SBI Mutual Fund, HDFC Mutual Fund, ICICI Prudential, Nippon India Mutual Fund and Kotak Mutual Fund now feature prominently among the shareholders of both companies. So, the shift also comes as several early venture investors including Prosus, SoftBank, Tencent, Axel and Elevation have gradually reduce their holdings in Swiggy. Now, several market analysts have pointed that this reflects a change in investment horizons. For example, venture capital investors typically begin exiting after a listing, while mutual funds usually invest with a much longer time frame in mind. There's also another interesting angle here. Analysts say the increase in domestic ownership also supports the company's push towards becoming India-owned and controlled companies or IOCCs. Now, why is that very important for these companies? Because IOCC status gives greater flexibility under India's foreign investment rules. Eternal already operates Blinkit under an inventory-led model, while Swiggy recently crossed the 50% domestic ownership mark and is working towards securing the same status for Instamart. So this isn't just about who owns the shares. It could actually also influence how these quick commerce businesses operate in the future. Alright, next up, a sharp exchange of views in India's logistics sector. Express Bees co-founder Amitava Saha has given an interview to Money Control, who's pushed back against Delivery CEO Sahil Barua's recent comments that India has room for only three large listed logistics companies. So speaking to Money Control, Saha said India is still in the early stages of its logistics evolution and could eventually support more than 10 large players. He also suggested that Delhivery's comments reflected what he called short-term gains and monopolistic ambitions. Strong comments there, adding that the opportunity in India's logistics market remains much larger than many believe. Now, Saha also pointed to China, where more than 500 million parcels are shipped every day, compared with roughly 15 to 20 million in India. The interview also offered insight into Express Bees' own strategy. The company spent the last 12 to 18 months focusing on profitability rather than chasing growth. One reason was the impact of Meesho moving a significant portion of its logistics operation in-house through Valmo. So to reduce dependence on e-commerce deliveries, Express Bees has expanded its B2B logistics business, which now operates nearly half of its shipments. So according to Express Bees, the overall logistics industry is growing at around 20% annually, and the company expects to grow between 30 to 50% by expanding into newer markets and increasing service coverage. Alright, moving on. India has added another global leadership position, this time in retail tech. So according to new Teamlease digital report, India is now the world's largest GCC or Global Capability Center hub for the retail and FMCG sectors. The report basically says India's retail GCC market is now 34% larger than the next five global GCC markets combined, including Poland, the Philippines, Mexico, Germany and Egypt. So around 180 retail and FMCG GCCs currently operate in India, employing more than 2.7 lakh professionals. Global companies, including Walmart Global Tech, Target, Tesco, Lowe's, H&M, L'Oreal and AB InBev have all established centers here. According to the report, hiring has accelerated as well. More than 52,000 new jobs were created between 2024 and 2025 as existing centers expanded and new ones opened. However, the report also highlights a talent gap. India currently has only around 320 senior AI professionals with more than 8 years of experience across all retail GCCs, making experienced AI talent one of the most sought-after skill sets in the sector. All right, finally, a quick update coming in from PhonePe. PhonePe has announced a key leadership change as it continues expanding beyond digital payments. The company has promoted longtime engineering leader Srijan Biswas as its new Chief Technology Officer or CTO. PhonePe co-founder Rahul Chari, who previously served as the CTO, will now take on the role of Chief Product and Tech Officer. Now, under the new structure, Biswas will lead the company's engineering organization while continuing to report to Chari. Rahul Chari, on the other hand, will oversee product strategy, trust, safety, data science and analytics, customer experience, along with broader strategic initiatives across the PhonePe group. Now, remember, the leadership reshuffle comes as PhonePe continues to expand into financial services and newer consumer products beyond its core UPI payment business. And also, the company is eyeing public markets very soon. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories. Thanks a lot for listening. We air every weekdays in the evening, so tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.